I think you could go with a number of stars of the game. Like, you have a number of choices. You could go with Xavier Hutchinson. Maybe you want to go with Kalen Bullock. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to go with Cam Akers. Cam Akers is probably the best candidate here. If you wanted to pick a player as, like, the star of last night's game. But Lopez argues that the star of the game last night might have actually been a coach.
Yeah. The savant, Bobby Slowick. I've been calling him that since before he got here. When we were talking about who might be the next offensive coordinator, I'm like, I heard things about this dude. I see what he's doing.
You got to get him a T-shirt or a hat or something.
The savant. By the way, it's a much better look with his hat backwards than forward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think he'll say that. I think he needs to go backwards. Yeah, but
for sure.
Like, so we're watching the game last night, and obviously, you know, I got my phone open, taking notes and all that, and I'm like, if you thought this offense was something last year, buckle up. Like, and there is reason it's just the first preseason game. It's just the Hall of Fame game. Well, let me explain why you should buckle up, and this is a good thing. He showed nothing. It was plain vanilla. I mean, it was beyond plain vanilla. It was vanilla twice, what they were running. And it was crisp. It was efficient. It really couldn't be stopped for the first quarter and a half. And the players with whom he did it, everything was so natural, and you could tell they weren't even thinking. They were just doing. And you were doing it with Davis freaking Mills, who we talked about in the last segment. Like, even his mechanics were noticeably better, but he still, you know, is Davis Mills and had that big throw that could have been a pick six. You're doing it with Davis Mills. You're doing it with Ogunbowale and Cam Akers. Ogunbowale is a special teams player, and he was looking like a good running back. Obviously, we know the story with Cam Akers. Dude's had some Achilles problems, plural, and he looked good. You had at best, what's going to be a fifth-string wide receiver in Xavier Hutchinson, just running fluid routes, getting open, cutting crisply, making catches, leading the team in catches. And then you had J.J. Taylor, you know, making some plays. You had a pair of unproven tight ends, one in his first kind of NFL game ever in Cade Stover, and the other one in Tegan Quatoriano, who's been somewhat up and down. They look like this with that on the field. And frankly, they looked really, really good. I think this offense was humming. Forget the final score. That first 15 or 18 minutes of the game, that was Bobby Slowick kind of making a statement. I mean, I'm just barely reaching into the bag.
The things that you want to look at are not the final score, not the box score, not necessarily just the stats, but in terms of this Bobby Slowick conversation, you want to look at the script.
Mm-hmm.
You want to look at the plan. You want to look at just the base level of what you're watching. And all of that looked really good, even in a primitive state, right? Like, it wasn't everything. It's not supposed to be everything in the first game, the Hall of Fame game, an extra preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
But even that looked good. And it gives you a good feeling. When you have a good base, it gives you a good feeling about how things look once you expand from said base.
Yeah.
And so, to your point, you're doing this with Davis Mills. Oh, what does that play look like if it's C.J. Stroud executing it?
Yeah.
Oh, that play goes to Xavier Hutchinson here on the first play of the game. Oh, what does that look like if it's Stephon Diggs or Nico Collins that actually catches that ball?
Yeah.
You know, like, those sorts of things. And then, of course, you're encouraged by some of the, you know, the backups that did look good,
yeah,
like Xavier Hutchinson, like Cade Stover. You want to think that those types of guys can contribute to you. But the fact that the offensive coordinator and the play caller is able to maximize from there is something that I think is absolutely encouraging. Whether you want to call him the star of the game or not, I mean, you can pick your
man.
You can pick your star, but Bobby Slowick and the offense is something that you should absolutely feel good about, especially given all the hype around it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel like there's a lot to it.
And it was all the backups, and it was just boom, boom, boom. And keep this in mind as well. Everything is now second nature for Bobby Slowick, too. As well as this offense performed last year, it was all new to him. Like, he'd never been the offensive coordinator like that. You know, where it's all his offense. He's impacted offensive game plans and such over the years, but it was all second nature. It was kind of like, and he's not really showing anything. There's an old Milton Berle joke that you're going to have to Google because I'm not going to say it here. But that was like Bobby Slowick pulling a Milton Berle.
So I think.
I didn't mean to throw you off.
Actually, do know who it is.
You do know that joke.
I'm like laughing on the inside. But also, like, the whole offseason, I've been talking about with Bobby Slowick, him being the person that I'm most excited for, not about, because he doesn't play, and I'm not that big of a nerd, right? Like, I'm excited about CJ Stroud. I'm excited about Tank Dell, like the actual players, but excited for Bobby Slowick, man, because think of all the new toys. This is what he was doing with, like you said, the backups.
Yeah.
But what does Bobby Slowick look like?
Just imagine.
What does the season look like? What does his future look like, honestly, when he's able to build off of last year, the success of last year, and add new toys like Stephon Diggs, like a Joe Mixon, who looked pretty healthy the last time we saw him out there running at practice. Wasn't participating in team drills, but looked pretty explosive, looked like he was ready to play football. What does it look like for Bobby Slowick when he's got those types of...
How about just a game plan?
Yeah.
Like last night, that wasn't a game plan. They weren't game planning for the Hall of Fame game. His entire script to start the game was just like plays I want to see. You know, I want to see Davis Mills or whomever in this play. Imagine him with a game plan and C.J. Stroud, Stephon Diggs, and Tank Dell, and Nico Collins, and Dalton Schultz, and Joe Mixon, and all of a sudden, you know, 3 or 4 days to work on a game plan, and that's how comfortable he is.
So you know how we hear about competition? It's like the theme of preseason and training camp. I do wonder how much the coaches compete with each other, like, internally. Like, when you have a lopsided game, at least the way I view this game, it is lopsided in favor of the offense. D'Amico Ryans is incredible. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is not a knock on D'Amico Ryans. But if you just talk about their units, the units that they oversee or where they call the plays, the offense 100% outperformed the defense. The defense wasn't able to do the thing that you just described with Bobby Slowick.
Yeah.
Like, just have a game plan, execute the game plan, and just plug and play. Whoever's out there is able to do it. There was a noticeable difference and drop-off in both the talent and execution from the defense, from what you would expect the defense to look like under D'Amico Ryans, and if the key players are actually playing, versus what the offense was able to do with the Davis Mills and Xavier Hutchinson and Cam Akers and the like, J.J. Taylor and the like. So I do wonder if, you know, like, I doubt Bobby Slowick's poking fun at D'Amico Ryans. I wouldn't do that. But I do wonder how competitive they are internally. Like, hey, man, you know, like, they need to get their weight up, you know, like, or how about my unit today? Yeah. How about my guys today? I do wonder, because this, if they were, this would be advantage Bobby between the two today.
I think there's always competitiveness, offense, defense, but I don't think that's necessarily the case. I do think this, D'Amico Ryans is certainly going to use that. He's certainly going to use, hey, you guys have been getting all kinds of flowers. Everybody talk about the defense is controlling most of the training camp. I put it at 60-40. I think that's pretty accurate of how much the defense. Not D'Amico Ryan's going to get their attention with it, you know, especially, and this is third and fourth teamers, but, you know, they got gashed a little bit. Like, I think Troy Aikman mentioned it at some point. Hey, this was the, whatever, second worst rush defense, you know, per carry in the NFL last year, right after like an 11-yard run. That's still way down on the depth chart, but you better be sure that D'Amico's going to pay attention to that and bring it up.
I was just disappointed, man. I mentioned this in the last segment, like I was wrong about the defense. D'Amico Ryans is your head coach.
Yeah.
Swarm is like a theme.
You can't have that defense.
Like, the defense cannot be that underwhelming.
Yeah.
And if I'm upset about it, you better believe that D'Amico Ryans is not satisfied with that product that he saw last night. Like, I am far from the toughest grader or critic. Like, far from it.
Yeah.
D'Amico Ryans, I would imagine, would be a lot closer to it. But I was disappointed. Like, the only guy to stand out is the rookie that I was already excited about, Kalen Bullock. Like, he did things that I was kind of expecting or hoping that he would do.
Yeah.
Where's everybody else at? What do the rest of these backups look like? Man, these dudes better not get hurt, man. This defense better stay healthy. I know that.
I will say, outside, I've been thinking about this ever since we talked about it earlier. Like, who else on the defense would I say, okay, you know, not great, but okay, I see you. I would have to say, and we talked about him before, going into the game, I thought Kurt Heinisch was okay.
Yeah, okay.
Kurt Heinisch was okay.
But about what you...
like, about what you thought.
I feel like I know what he is now.
Yeah.
You know, like Kurt Heinisch, this is not a knock or praise. This is just the real... I think Kurt Heinisch is a fine rotational interior defensive lineman.
Yeah, that's like I said, I was reaching. But I thought he was okay.
Now, yeah, Seth did mention Marcus Harris, one of the rookies who I did not take note of and have not seen him play NFL football, obviously, because he's a rookie. So I wouldn't mind taking a look back at that. Maybe I'm not giving that enough credit, but nondescript would be a way that I would describe this defense. But certainly Bobby Slowick in that offense for sure stood out. They stand out, and I'm excited about watching them in the regular season.